People don't know that blueberries are beautiful in three seasons. They have white flowers in the spring, and they have blue berries, of course, in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then they have these beautiful red twigs and red foliage in the fall color. It's so pretty. And rabbit eye blueberries and high bush blueberries are native to this continent and eastern North America, and so you're also planting a native plant when you plant blueberries, and an edible plant. Can't go wrong.
Is this a blueberry plant right here?
This twiggy, woody ornamental with brilliant red leaves on it is, in fact, a blueberry. So let's get going and plant this blueberry. And I'm going to scrape away some of these wood chips that are covering the soil. And then the thing about blueberries is it's not important which kind you buy. It's just important that you have two or three kinds because they cross-pollinate. It's often the case for any kind of fruit-bearing tree.
So that's pretty important stuff to keep in mind.
You can just buy three different ones, or two even, if you just have a little bit of space. Okay, so John, if you're going to dig this hole, the soil you're digging out of the hole, I would like you to put in this empty pot here.
How's my method?
Excellent. Okay, now the thing you want to do is not have a smooth, slick wall of your planting hole. So I'm chopping perpendicular to the hole with my shovel to make some loose soil on the side. Oh, look at that big root. Let's pull that out. So we get a big, wide, but not deep hole. Now, grab my plant. We turn the pot upside down and pull. Yeah, thank you. Now, notice how this plant is kind of crookedy.
Yeah.
So we're going to plant it so that the top part of the plant is growing straight up. The roots will orient themselves. It's called geotropism.
Uh-huh.
And they'll grow straight down no matter which way you plant it.
What do we need to keep in mind as far as soil is concerned? What do we need to add to the soil, take away from the soil,
whatever? I'm glad you asked that. You just plant the plant, the root ball that was in the pot, in the native soil that's fluffed up. As it all settles, then the roots will start growing into the native soil, and they'll just keep on growing. So then we're going to dump the soil around that we've carefully kept, and we are going to keep the surface of the root ball showing. We're not going to bury or smother the surface of the root ball.
Oh, really?
So we've put this plant in the hole we've dug for it. The root ball's a little crooked, but the stems are growing straight up.
And you have a big white bucket with something that looks like salt.
Yes. Epsom salt that you buy at the drugstore adds magnesium.
And is really nice in a hot bath.
Right. Well, we're going to sprinkle it in the planting hole. So now we've got the soil all filled in. I'm going to finish this off with this pile of beautiful cinnamon red pine needles that I've raked up. This is the final touch.
What do we need to do in the way of watering?
Ah, well, that's why I have the hose right here. We're going to plant a few more things in this bed. And when we get them all planted and all mulched, then we will water everything in thoroughly because we want the roots to make good contact with the soil. Doesn't it look pretty?
They're beautiful.